That's Trisha Yearwood, and she's in love with the boy from 104.3 The River. Good morning, 728 on this Hometown Morning Show Monday edition, brought to you by Mitch Jackson and State Farm Insurance on Old Highway 60 in Hartonsburg. Lee Bramlett and Brother Greg Shannon with you on a foggy but otherwise good Monday morning. 53 degrees in Hartonsburg. Fog still in the area. Again, if you're driving this morning to work or school, do use caution. Give yourself a little extra distance, also a little extra time in getting where you need to go this morning. That will burn off eventually, and we'll see a high today in the upper 70s. We'll have the three-day outlook for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. Quick reminder again, congratulations to the Breckenridge County High School Fighting Tiger Marching Band. Second place over the weekend in the Class 3A competition down in Hopkinsville. Best of luck today to Lady Tiger Golf Team. I believe they're in competition at Hopkinsville. I guess is one of my guests will correct me if I'm wrong here. Also, Lady Tiger Volleyball in action this afternoon. They are scheduled to play up at the Sports Center in Cloverport. And we welcome guests right now, one of those being Susan Dyer, the president of Friends of the Holt Home Incorporated. Also, Jonathan Bennett, the principal of the Breckenridge County High School. He'll be putting on his other ball cap here in just a moment, literally, to tell us about what's going on. But first, we'll turn over to Susan. Thanks for joining us this morning. Got a big Saturday planned down at the Holt Mansion.
Yes, we do. We're so excited about what's happening now. We're having the grand celebration, the 15th annual Holt Home Community Day. Coming
15th
up.
Anniversary. Wow.
It doesn't seem like it could happen 15 years, but it is, and we want the people to come out. This is the people's home, and this year we have so many new and special things. We have a gift shop for visitors when they come. This is something new, and the tours are going to be even better than before. We have the Breckenridge County Junior ROTC bringing in the colors, and they have just worked so hard with the community and especially with the friends to bring the best, and we appreciate all of our community helping the baseball team, the players there, and our students who perform in the band, and they come, and they sound like a college band. They are just terrific. They go to competition, and they're coming Saturday to play patriotic music and then have to leave to go to competition again. So we appreciate all of that. We have very special, the unveiling of Joseph Holt's portrait. It will be draped, and then all of us will get to see that at the same time. And we have something original coming back to the Holt home. We have an original oil painting done by Andrew Melrose. It was original to the Holt home. It is titled In the Berkshire Hills, and it has been placed in the Holt home. It was restored by James Harp, and it is here in the county for us all to enjoy. This year, also new, we have a completely different skit by President Abraham Lincoln, Larry Elliott, and we have a new Grant performing. The Kentucky Home Guard will be playing Hail to the President before the play, and we have so many other bands, too, the Kentucky Home Guard Band and our local band and the Gilroy Byrne Band. It's just going to be something like you would maybe see out of town, but we've got it here in our community. It's something like you would see in Washington, D.C., but it's here in rural Breckenridge County. And we have some locals coming back home to sing. Keith Dean is going to be singing The Impossible Dream. It pretty much tells the story of this project, of all that's been put into it, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the compassion, the dream. We don't have the dream anymore. We have the reality. And it has taken many people to get to this point. We also have Christopher Burchett coming from Lexington, and he sings in New York in the opera. He's going to also be singing something that tells the story of this project, Climb Every Mountain. And we have Lindy Casebeer, who is the Secretary of Kentucky Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet. And he has suggested, after he does the keynote address, for us to hear My Old Kentucky Home, because his opinion was, as Kentucky Tourism Director, that this is My Old Kentucky Home for South Central Kentucky. And it just shows the heart of this community. It also shares with people what you can do if you have a dream and you never give up on it. And if a local community like Breckenridge County in a rural area can save a national treasure and work to make this a national meeting place is just one of the new uses. It will be a community events, like a center for our community, and it is the people's home. It's not just Breckenridge County's. It belongs to America, and we are just excited that we have had restoration continuing. The home is completely restored. The first, the second, the third floor has been completely restored. It is furnished. Two ladies gave almost half of their homes, and then the other gifts have been given from Breckenridge Countyans and from out of the county and across the state as well. So we're just we're thankful for the gifts that have been given. We have had a specialist to come in, Kevin Herford, who designs and makes and has installed beautiful, just gorgeous draperies in the center college room / parlor room that you're going to just stand there and think, wow, it just almost takes your breath away. And then on display, we have some wallpaper that is spider web. It's a pattern that you've seen in the west and the east foyer. And we've had that reconstructed to make a pattern. Probably next year you will see that hanging on the ceiling. But we have something unique, and we'll be bringing back other wallpaper as well. But the Smithsonian Institute has told us there's not any paper like this in the country. We have something unique. If you remember the years you came and you saw wallpaper hanging off the walls, we let that happen for a reason. We had to wait until the time was right, take it off and place it, and now we've saved that. And it's wonderful that we're going to be having wallpaper like was actually in the home. And Judge Holt, I'm sure, is smiling down upon us because he was U.S. Commissioner of Patents. And that is something that I think he would be proud of, that we're going to hopefully be able to sell that wallpaper to other places in the future. And we have tree selling. If you've never bought a ginkgo or if you've never noticed the trees on the grounds, you need to just sit down and just take a view. We have historic trees that are almost as old as the home. And enjoy the story of the ginkgo tree and how it's related, has a connection with Henry Clay. That's amazing. Miss Tabor's bringing her 4-H treble choir there, and we're excited about those young people coming. They've practiced a lot. They've been to the state fair, and we want to involve our community. That's what it's about. There's no admission charge because this is actually Community Day. It's for community. It's about community. And all of this is possible because of the man, the hero, the patriot. We call him locally Judge Holt. He's called Joe Holt in Charlottesville. He's called Major General Joseph Holt. And he was the TJAG, which means the top judge advocate general whom Lincoln appointed. And he served 4 presidents. He's our most famous son. Bring your family. Bring friends. Bring a lawn chair. Come and see the fine arts of Breckenridge County. We have all worked together, local, state, regional. We have saved this home nestled by the Ohio River. It looks like it did 170 years ago. It's almost back to being the showplace of Breckenridge County. We'll have the cannon firing this year. We have food there, and they'll also be fixing hot dogs this year to go with the baseball game. I will also be there with the latest copy of Joseph Holt Mansion. Mm-hmm. This book shares the dream and it shares the reality of the people. It has a listing of all the people who did things, making a phone call, giving an address, volunteering, Ray Stojak and Charlie Corbett and all those people who have volunteered their talents. We appreciate it. You have to have a team. You have to have a community. You have to have a dream, and we have that. I am so proud. The friends are so proud of this community and what we have done. It has been a work of love. It is something we can all be proud of. So if you've not ever had a chance to come out to the Community Day, come and see what's sitting in our own backyard. And we're also very excited about Wednesday when those school buses roll in. And those children come in, and they say, wow, we love coming here. We love this. And when they see the junior ROTC dressed in their cadet outfits, giving tours, it's going to inspire them to be cadets. We're just grateful and thankful for all the talent we have, and we couldn't do it without WXBC being there, sharing this wonderful, wonderful legacy. And we need to respect Judge Hope. Please come to the presidential wreath laying. I know the first time they did this years ago, and they gave a salute to Judge Hope, and they placed the wreath. It was hard to hold the tears back because he had not had recognition for probably a century from the United States Army and his community. But Breckinridge County, Judge Hope's own community, have done this. They have done this, and we're so grateful.
I want to come back to Susan here in just a moment because I want to bring Mr. Bennett in, if I could, to talk about his portion of the day. It's always one I think it's looked forward to for a lot of folks there. That is the vintage era baseball game. Tell us a little bit about how that's come about and what will be taking place for folks who may not have been to this event in years past.
Before I talk about that, Lee, I would like to keep my principal hat on, I guess, for a second here. But it's awesome to see the Tiger Battalion led by Colonel Justin Frazier. I know they went out this weekend and got some trainings. They're going to do tours this week. They'll be there on Saturday, and then the Tiger Band will be there also performing. Tiger Band will they'll probably perform. They'll probably go back and practice a little bit, and they'll head off to a competition on Saturday, so it'll be a full day for them. But for me as principal, that's just awesome to see all those kids out there. That's not something that they don't get paid to do that. They just enjoy it and enjoy being part of the community today. So that's pretty cool. Now with my baseball hat back on, I guess. It's called the Breckinridge County Vintage Baseball Club is what we call ourselves. We've got two different teams. We've got a white and a maroon. We've been playing this game, I think, for either 9 or 10 years now. I can't remember exactly. But, we play with what's called the rules of 1864. It's Civil War era baseball. There's several different leagues and teams around the country, lots in Tennessee, some in the Northeast, the New England area there. But we have period-correct uniforms, hats. We play by the rules. Most of the rules in 1864 are the same. You have the bases are the same. You've got 9 versus 9, a pitcher, a catcher. A couple of weird different rules. We play what's called on-the-bound rule. So if a ball's hit in the air and it bounces once, and a fielder catches it, then the batter is considered out. So that's one of the – it makes it easier to get outs that way too. But something else is kind of neat. Once you score a run, you ring a bell. That's something they used to do back then too. Everybody's got a nickname. And it's just it's a neat experience. We've had a good time with it. We order vintage baseballs off the internet. We've got vintage baseball bats that we've ordered off the internet. This is big time in lots of places. Of course, it's big for us once a year. And I know people have a good time with them. We enjoy putting it on each year.
I'll ask this about the base. Is it a different feel style? Of course, we hear about the quote-unquote dead ball era of baseball. Is it a different baseball than what you would be throwing at in the modern game? And, of course, I'm going to say bats are completely different as well.
It's absolutely. It's called what's called a lemon peel baseball, and it's a lot softer. It's a little bit bigger than a modern-day baseball, but it's a lot softer. You can still hit it pretty good. And the bats are they're wooden bats, of course. But again, the bat designs. If you come out there on Saturday, you'll see probably 5 or 6 different bat designs. The knobs are different, color schemes are different, the lengths of them all are a little bit different. But it's kind of a personal preference type thing, and you can get those custom bats any way you want them. But that's what makes the game so unique and so special for us is just being able to. To do things like that, but
the vintage era baseball game, part of the Holt Home Community Day celebration coming up. Jonathan, was there anything else you'd like to add or share?
No, I did want to add one more thing. If the baseballs come in time, we're going to have 50 free baseballs to the first 50 kids at the game on Saturday. I hope they come in time, but it's an old English style B. It's the B that we use for our uniforms, but if you want to come on out, and after the game, we like to let the kids come out and take a few swings with the bats and just have a good time with all that too. So, thank you, Brother Greg. One other thing that we don't use gloves. It's very unique. So with the ball being softer, it's not too dangerous. We have had a few jammed fingers throughout the years, but nothing too serious there. Yeah, it's a neat experience if you've not ever been. It just kind of caps off an awesome day at the Holt Home, and We've got an awesome place to do it. We're so lucky to have that plot of land down there that Judge Lucas has had mowed for us for several years now. When we first started this thing, it was just a field with nothing but corn cobs and just dust and just nastiness. But now it's a good stand of grass and it's a pretty special day for us.
That vintage era baseball game, part of the Holt Home Community Day celebration, coming up Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Make sure I got my times right there at the Holt Mansion, which is on Highway 144 between Cloverport and Stevensport. Of course, we'll post this interview coming up here in just a couple of minutes at WXBC1043.com. But Susan, if anybody wants any more information, I think you've got Facebook page. I think you've got a website as well. Where can they go to find out more about the Friends of the Holt Home and the Holt Mansion's work?
They can go to www.josephholt.com and see that. And also I wanted to share that we have something special for the baseball, vintage baseball team. We have the organ grinder. They have requested for Ted Golden to come back. He's probably the only one left in the nation. It's taken a long time to find him. He's coming in pain. He just had a knee replacement.
Ouch.
He thinks he's good. Someone's going to drive him. And also, if anyone sees Colonel Brett Shepard, he is driving 10 hours from Charlottesville, where they have a mandatory colonel's meeting with a worldwide army special celebration there, and mandatory where they have to go. He is driving all night to do the wreath laying and to speak briefly also. So if we see him, we need to give him an extra thanks for coming and doing things beyond the call of duty.
Very good then. Susan Dyer, John of the Betta, as always, thanks for the time. And look forward to seeing everybody at the Holt Mansion on Saturday as part of the Holt Home Community Day. Again, if you missed any portion of this conversation, head over to WXBC1043.com here in just a couple of minutes, and we'll have that posted in the podcast section here on the river.